Clean, safe, local. Your home for business is the Village of Bedford Park. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Tuesday afternoon, November 12th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. As you look into booking travel during the holiday season, there's a warning to be on the alert for scams involving the TSA PreCheck program. We'll cover that in our next segment, but right now, the Bears are reportedly taking another look at the former Michael Reese Hospital campus site for a new stadium. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Justin Lawrence, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Justin, thank you for joining us today. And there are two parcels of land just south or southwest of downtown Chicago that historically have been looking for someone or something to develop them. One is the now 78, which the White Sox are kicking the tires on that. And the other one is the Michael Reese Hospital site, Justin, which on Earth 2 would have been the home of the 2016 Olympic Village.
Yeah. There's a few iterations of plans that they would have liked to seen at the Michael Reese site. But currently the Bears are in discussions with the developers. They previously, casted aside the site when they were looking for a Chicago location, said it was too narrow, and the previous plans would have had, built a deck over the Metro tracks and Lakeshore Drive over there, and they would have been on top, the stadium would have been on top of that. And they said that was a no-go for security concerns, but the drawings and site plans have been reworked, and they're taking another look at it.
Now, the previous proposal, this was one for the Lakefront Stadium south of the current Soldier Field site near the museum campus. That was a $3.2 billion project, with the Bears committing roughly $2.3 billion in private financing, and one would assume the state of Illinois via bonds would cover the rest. Is there still a public financing component for the Michael Reese Hospital site, or would other private partners get involved here?
That's something we don't know yet. I don't know that the discussions have reached that point yet. But let's remember that current offer on table has been deemed a non-starter by Governor J.B. Pritzker. So it would be unlikely that anything would change just because they swap locations, if that's still they're envisioning pay for this stadium. I think the Bears know they have to find a way to up that private dollars and decrease the amount of public subsidies. But what that mix is, we don't know yet.
Now, is there a possibility that Arlington Heights and Northwest Suburban leaders could potentially re-engage the Bears and change the property tax math, which led the team to look back in the direction of downtown Chicago?
For sure. I mean, I think, as I've been saying all along, all of this plays into each other, right? If they're looking in the city, that might persuade Arlington Heights to give them a sweeter offer, and vice versa. My reporting does tell me that they, their priority is to stay in the city. They would prefer staying in Chicago and in or near downtown. But yeah, they still own that huge property up in Arlington Heights, and until they reach a deal in the city, they'll always consider that.
And does that also mean that a potential Bears team up with the White Sox on public stadium financing, is that collaboration essentially dead?
It appears to be. I'm sure if they found something that worked, they would get right back in a room and work together. But yeah, I mean, both of those proposals really haven't gone anywhere. The Sox has you know, they have not picked up any support in Springfield for their proposed stadium either. So I don't think that they're, you know, actively working together to come up with a new deal.
Justin Lawrence, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Thank you for the very latest on the Bears stadium saga. Now kicking the tires once again on the Michael Reese Hospital site at 31st and Cottage Grove.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday. During what's one of the busiest times of the year for people to take airline trips, there is concern about criminals using the TSA PreCheck program to target victims. Let's learn about it from Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. Steve, thank you for joining us today. And if you are enrolled in TSA PreCheck, Steve, it's like going through the airport in God mode in terms of just how quickly you can go through security. You can keep all of your clothes on, your belt, your shoes, everything. Can stay with you. So it really is worth your while to enroll in TSA PreCheck. My family, we did the same thing a couple of years ago. And one thing I noticed, Steve, is that if you Google TSA PreCheck, how to do it, there are a number of listings from entities that will do it for you for a fee, or so they claim, and you should steer clear of them.
You're right, Brad. Thank you so much for having me today. We're seeing an increase in complaints at the Better Business Bureau, especially around the holiday season, with fake TSA sites. And you'll get an email from a scammer basically saying your membership is going to expire soon and you may lose it for the holidays, so you got to act quick. Click on this link to renew it. And unfortunately, consumers don't do their due diligence. Rather, they click on it, and it's a fake website. It's not TSA. And they take your information down. They ask you to update your social security number and information like that. And Rob, as you know, identity theft, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Everybody will become a victim of identity theft in some way, shape, or form. And this is a way that the scammers are taking advantage of the holiday season right away.
And how attractive of a target are stressed out holiday travelers to scammers in terms of, they're just so stressed out, they're not going to take that second look?
They're not going to take that second look. You're right, Rob. And they're kind of the headlines in the email basically says you don't want to lose your PreCheck renewal for the holiday season. And people, no, I'm traveling. I got to have it. Like you said, it's a godsend for those who have it to get through the lines quicker. So they kind of play on the emotions of losing it, that you got to act quickly or something's going to happen. That's usually the tip off to rip off, Rob, is that they want that quick action. Something's going to happen. But as we suggest at the Better Business Bureau, it's actually go to the website directly of anybody. It sends you a link out of the blue because you don't want to deal with them. You don't know if it's accurate. You're not. You may not be well-schooled enough to determine if it's a fraudulent site. It's better to go to the website directly.
And it's also pretty easy from start to finish to get that TSA pre-check. All that paperwork out of the way, you can do it in a simple way and also without paying a third party or a scammer to do it for you. We're talking about holiday travel scams with Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. Of course, we have travel scams aplenty this holiday season. Emails, text messages, automated phone calls, all promising you a free vacation or a cheap vacation or a cheap vacation rental, and you should definitely walk away.
You should, Rob, on those particular situations. Again, we see this increasing in the holiday season. Who doesn't want a free vacation? But the one you end up paying is you ask for your credit card information or usually higher fees, and sometimes they use fraudulent listings. And what I mean by that, Rob, is they create a fake type of a home or rental, and it may be a legitimate one, looks like it, and they just copy and paste from a well-known site. And then, obviously, the vacation rental is fraudulent, and they ask you to wire some money. Sometimes it's gift cards or cryptocurrency because there's such a demand for this type of room or place that they want you to do something quickly. And again, Rob, that 30-minute rule, the only thing you should do in 30 minutes is buy a pizza, everything else, do the research on them with the Better Business Bureau and other sources, and let us know about these scams. That's the only way to put scams out of business, is not to give them your business.
It seems like the biggest rule of thumb is that if anybody asks for an amount of money in cryptocurrency, that should be a red flag or a siren that you can see from space.
It should be. It should be. Anybody that says you can pay a bill that way or get something quickly, and they're popping up these gas stations all over Chicago. I've seen one in Naperville recently, cryptocurrency ATM machines. They call them BTMs now, Bitcoin machines. And the scammers love that because it's untraceable. And once they get the money, it's good as gone, and you'll never get it back. So please do the research on companies. That's my biggest frustration, Rob, is I've been doing this for 37 years, as you know. It's people don't doing the homework ahead of time. They do all the research after they've been scammed, only to realize they've been scammed. They should have done it in the first place. They wouldn't have been scammed at all.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, the top tech trends for the holidays.
It's 60 Minutes of Financial Planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Holiday shopping season is kicking into high gear. Let's find out what's hot in technology from Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today, founder, editor-in-chief of techish.com in San Francisco. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today. And what are the cool gadgets that we'll find under the tree this holiday season?
Well, AI everything's no surprise here. Really, smartphones, primarily the iPhone, the latest Samsung Galaxy phones. The Galaxy AI features on some phones include live translations. So you're getting a foreign language translation as someone's speaking, text composition, and the ability to record and transcribe conversations. A lot of those are AI upgrades to both those kind of novel smartphones this year. Apple and Galaxy Watches have both added a lot of health detection features, including sleep apnea detection. AirPods added features really, you know, enabled by AI, that you can make your AirPods over-the-counter hearing aids. And then Galaxy Buds 3 can also translate language while you're talking. So a heavy dose of AI in your favorite gadgets.
It's also interesting that as people embrace AI and move forward technologically, a lot of people are interested in walking or reaching into the past as well. Flip phones, the Sony Walkman, film cameras. It seems like they want to have all of the things the smartphone gives them without the distractions.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're seeing a huge trend toward distraction-free, whether it is a flip phone or even something like a Fujifilm Instant Mini Link 2 that lets you print out those photos, like get a print that you can put up on your refrigerator or something that you can print photos out with. Old alarm clocks are making a huge comeback. So look a lot for retro gadgets, something that makes you feel a little nostalgic for days gone by when you weren't constantly stuck on a screen.
Well, I will tell you right now, Jennifer, that old GE clock radio or the new GE clock radio or maybe your new Walkman that you get under the tree, the Noon Business Hour is a killer app in that it is a podcast delivered live to your device every day at 12 o'clock. So we're ahead of the curve. We are there to feed Americans' thirst for content with their new / old devices. One thing that's really interesting, and I don't know if this actually fits inside your home or if you put a big bow on it outside, but generators, backup power generators, actually a holiday gift this year.
Yeah, we are seeing these generators. They used to run on fuel. They used to, you know, smell bad and be super loud. Well, now they're tiny. I mean, they're the size of a small cooler that you might pack your lunch in. One of them that I'm reviewing right now, the Jackery 2000 V2. It's an ultra compact solar generator that holds enough power not just to keep your lights on in winter storms or any kind of crazy weather. It can run small appliances. It can power your refrigerator, your microwave, charge your gadgets, even a CPAP machine, a small fan or space heater. So we're seeing these kinds of backup generators that are life-saving, also super fun to take camping and on the road. We're seeing these come in smaller and smaller packages and be able to keep the power on a whole lot more. And the one I just mentioned, it's almost $1,000 off over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So you can go to my website, techish.com, and you can figure out exactly how to get that huge amount off.
Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today. Thank you for joining.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Us today,
the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. There's another turn in the Bears' journey towards a new stadium. Republicans in the House say they're getting ready to help push President-elect Trump's agenda. In Travel Tuesday, ways to help ensure that your bucket list trip doesn't end up as a big disappointment. In times of hot financial markets, it can be important to keep your cool. WBBM Business, the markets are lower. The Dow is down 292 points. The NASDAQ is down 62. The S&P 500 is down 26. We have 49 degrees right now in Chicago under mostly sunny skies. It's 12:31, topping our news at the half hour. There may be a new chapter in the long-running Bears Stadium story. A report in Cranes indicates the team is reconsidering the former Michael Reese Hospital campus as the site for its new stadium. The Bears had previously said the nearly 50-acre property near 31st and Cottage Grove was unsuitable for their project. A top House leader says Republicans are ready to deliver on President-elect Donald Trump's agenda.
Speaking from the steps of the Capitol,
it is a new day in America.
House Speaker Mike Johnson reflected on Trump's election victory.
It's true that on Tuesday, voters rejected what they really felt was the misery of the last 4 years.
And he says they're ready to implement the America First agenda.
It will grow our economy and reduce inflation. It will secure our borders. We will restore America's energy dominance once again. We'll implement educational freedom and we will drain the swamp.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are lower today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Thomas Martin, Senior Portfolio Manager at Globalt Investments in Atlanta. Tom, thank you for joining us today. And it seems like every time the Dow crosses a new record threshold, whether it's 40,000, 42,000, or 44,000, all the participants stop to catch their breath. And that seems to be happening today.
Yeah, well, Rob, thanks for having me on your program. And that's certainly the case. And we've been, kind of broke through the all-time highs after the election and went on quite a tear there for just about everything, except for bonds, of course. And so now it just makes sense that people are sort of stepping back and saying, okay, what's really going on here and how do I want to be positioned? And am I positioned the way I want to be going forward?
And this is clearly a post-election rally. Wall Street liked what it was hearing from former President Trump on the campaign trail, and it is definitely sees the potential in President-elect Trump's policies once he takes the oath of office in January. It seems like the big thing driving the markets since last Tuesday is the idea that the tax cut package that was passed back in 2017 will be renewed and possibly improved at least as far as the business community is concerned.
Yeah, you know, what's important for the markets is the growth agenda. And, you know, it is in America that you have the most growth-friendly prospects, and as opposed to other places in the world. And that a lot comes down to tax policy. And people and businesses are more motivated if they get to keep more of their money. And so the prospect of lower taxes is just very strong in terms of being able to promote growth. And I think that's what, you know, people are focusing on.
And this is a question I had for analysts before the election when they were trying to make stakeout positions based on polling. And that is, how far into the weeds do you get when it comes to the makeup of the House and Senate? Because when the new House is seated in January, the Republicans will probably have the majority, but by just a handful of seats. And does that change the math on what is possible in another tax cut package coming next year or the year after that?
Well, it does change the math. And I think going into the election, you know, we had the polling results, we had the betting markets. And although the poll results were dead heats, you know, pretty much up to the day of going into the election, the betting markets started to, you know, kind of sniff out what ended up happening. Whether that was luck or not is another thing. But the idea of a sweep, which was definitely on the table and people thought might happen, there was enough uncertainty about it that the positioning that investors were having in the market was much more conservative than betting on that outcome. And so you had a lot of hedges put on. You had a lot of kind of hugging the benchmark kind of thing and being careful until you saw the results. And now that those are in, there's been just a massive movement in people to change their positioning in guessing at what is going to happen. And it still is a guess, of course, because, you know, they haven't been seated and they haven't gotten started and they haven't had to deal with the difficulties of governing. But it definitely helps to have a unified government to get a program done that they've been very confident about.
Tom Martin, Senior Portfolio Manager with Globalt Investments in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, why you need to tap local and expert sources when planning a major trip.
Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking, and today we're highlighting the invaluable experience a travel agent provides, especially for bucket list trips like the upcoming WBBM journey to Machu Picchu with our own morning news anchor, Cisco Cotto, March 23rd through the 29th of next year. Lynn Farrell is the owner and president of Windy City Travel in Chicago. Lynn, thank you for joining us today. Now, Lynn, I would follow Cisco Cotto down the street, but if you are going on a bucket list trip and you have to see all the sites in an amount of time in a certain amount of time, you're better off just handing it over to a pro so you're not sweating it out from doing your own research and seeing if that research actually was the right itinerary.
Absolutely, and happy Tuesday. Pleasure to be here today. Yeah, you know, it makes a difference using a travel advisor. When you're looking at that bucket list destination, right, there are things you're going to want to see. If you go to Machu Picchu, for instance, right, this wonderful trip that we are putting together, it's a 15th century Inca citadel, archaeological site, one of the seven wonders of the world. I have traveled there, and it is honestly one of the most amazing places I have been, and I have been all around the world. It's really cool. But the problem is, if you don't have a travel advisor that sets this up with a guide, it's not just about the stunning views. The guides can share their insights into the ancient Inca civilization and the history. Machu Picchu has 10 one-way circuits that can be super confusing. A guide can help you navigate through that, the circuits, without missing anything. It makes a difference. And with this bucket list destinations, I will tell you, since the pandemic, we call it revenge travel. People are doing the things that they waited to do, and they realize they just can't wait anymore. And there are lots of destinations that you really, you know, I think you need a travel advisor for every trip, but, you know, things like the Great Wall of China, right? You see those pictures where it's packed with people. An experienced guide can navigate the less crowded sections and enlighten our travelers on the wall's remarkable history and its purpose. And there's just so many destinations.
And I think you bring up a very good point, because how many times have we tried to do a vacation ourselves and we do our own planning and then we're done and we say, boy, if I only knew then what I knew now, what I know now, I would have done X, Y, and Z differently. That's okay if you're going back, but if you're doing a once-in-a-lifetime trip, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, like going to Machu Picchu, you don't want to say, boy, I wish I did it differently once that once-in-a-lifetime trip is over with.
Absolutely. You're only going to go once. And so you want to do it right. And I think that's super important. And again, Machu Picchu is amazing. It's a super cool place. You know, you take the train from Ollantaytambo up to Aguascalientes, and then you get up to Citadel. You want to see everything that is there. You also want to go to Cusco and hear the history of the Incas and be able to see and touch and feel all of the things that, you know, they did. And we have that experience that we can assist you with. You think about other bucket list destinations, right? African safaris. A guide is invaluable because they can spot the wildlife, but they understand the animal's behaviors and the ecosystem and can get you in and out. Staying in a place that has concessions that allows you to go off-road. If you think about traveling to Yellowstone and you're on the road, you only see the buffalo that come to the road, right? Animals don't always come to the road. So you have to be in the right place, stay at the right place. You know, do you go to South Africa or East Africa? There's a huge difference in that experience, and you're not going to know if you're not using an advisor, one that understands the destination.
Lynn Farrell, owner and president of Windy City Travel in Chicago. She will be leading WBBM Cisco Coto and WBBM listeners on the journey to Machu Picchu, March 23rd through the 29th of next year. So Lynn's going to take care of everything. She's going to get the guides. She's going to take care of the itinerary, which will give you more time to ask Cisco, what's Bo Duran really like? Find her online, windycitytravel.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, maintaining your composure when the stock market is soaring.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
More investors than ever have instant access to their accounts, and with financial markets at record highs, many are also feeling FOMO, fear of missing out, which can lead to impulsive trades. However, this approach is risky, and people are generally better off sticking to their long-term financial plans. Joining us to explain is Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com, based in Washington, D.C. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And most people who have 401ks or trade stocks, they have access to the apps for trading platforms. And you can look at your balance go up or down on a daily basis. And that could give you the temptation to start doing some things that are less than smart. So what are some ways that that app balance can make you do things that are not intelligent?
Well, I think the very fact of looking at what your net worth causes you to take more transactions than you should. So you mentioned that you could look at your worth on a daily basis. Now, of course, it's down to every second. You can more or less look at your portfolio value in real time. And there are numerous studies. I mean, this is more or less a consensus agreement among most researchers that the more often you look is inversely related to your performance. So that means the more often you look at your portfolio value, the lower your long-term performance. There was one law that I think is very revealing in this regard. It was, I think, about 10, 15 years ago in Israel that they required that mutual fund companies only report performance on a trailing 12-month basis. They couldn't report how much their performance had been over the last month or 3 months and so forth. And researchers have looked at the performance of the average Israeli investor, and it went up after that law went into effect. It's an incredible result.
Now, for the average investor, defined as someone who has money in a 401k savings account, they probably don't have access, or vast majority of them don't. So they don't really, look at this on a day-to-day basis. But I do have, I've talked to a couple of financial planners who, especially after a good bull run of the stock market, they get a lot of phone calls from clients saying, "What should I do?" And they say, "All right, just take a chill pill and calm down. Enjoy that big number, but know it's not going to last."
Right. And I think that is good advice, because by the time that we hear about it on the news, or read it in the newspaper or look at it online, it's too late to react to it. The market reacts almost instantly to particular news. It's now down to less than a second. You have a lot of computer trading. In fact, the majority of trading on Wall Street right now is actually generated by computers rather than human beings. And the idea that we can compete with them and be more quickly react to news events is a fool's game. We just can't do it. And so by the time we hear about it, we should be telling ourselves that it's too late. When we want to buy, that's when the professionals are saying, let's try to sell to those suckers out there who are going to buy and give us our high prices and vice versa.
And in general, it seems like the advice when it comes to trading is the advice that really works well in life. And that is, it's better to be proactive than reactive.
Well, that's right. And this requires, I think, a good long-term financial plan that you work out, usually with a professional, and then that plan should tell you how you'll react, come what may, and you just follow the plan. Now, that's easier said than done, but really the rules are simple, at least in theory, which is come up with a plan, and then rule number two is follow it, and rule number three is don't forget rule number two.
Mark Hulbert, investment columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and MarketWatch.com in Washington. Thank you for joining us today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.